Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Iraqi weather forecast today, a mixture of clouds and sun, gusty winds, a high though less than 50 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, the temperature is 43. It's down to 36 in Burlington at this hour. Milwaukee, 44. Racine is also at 44 degrees. It's going to snow Friday night into Saturday. That is given at this time. But exactly how much, that is still in question. 4 to 8 inches listed for Kenosha Racine, at least according to AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams, more or less.
The less would be the storm center comes closer to us, actually, and the east wind off the lake keeps the temperature just above freezing. In that case, the area from Milwaukee to Green Bay would get a lot of snow, and from here to Chicago would not. However, it seems the storm is going to pass a little farther south of that last track. That would allow the cold air to become better entrenched and the precipitation to be heavier. So it's going to tend to be slushier probably near the lake shore and, well, in western places such as Burlington, more powdery snow.
Colder temperatures also coming with that snow to make it a true winter weekend that's being predicted. So the question is, do you have your shovels ready yet? The Kenosha County man accused of murdering another man and of eluding law enforcement for more than 2 weeks is now facing a car theft charge in Racine County. According to the criminal complaint filed in court yesterday, in early October, Andrew Obregon asked about buying a car at GT Motorsports on Lathrop Avenue, where he had worked several years ago, but because he only had a few hundred dollars, a deal could not be reached. The owner later learned that a 1998 Ford Explorer from his business involved in a high-speed chase had been impounded. He said it's possible Obregon took the key to the vehicle from his office. Obregon facing a lengthy list of charges in Kenosha County, including homicide, and for the death of a man whose body was found in a cornfield in September. He's right now in the Kenosha County Jail. There's no court date in Racine County regarding the latest charge. Two Kenosha women are facing drug charges in Minnesota, accused of attempting to transport a large amount of marijuana from Oregon to Wisconsin. Former Tremper High School volleyball standout Abby Padluck and Aisha Lyons are both 24 years old. They were arrested in October. Minnesota State Troopers got a tip that the two were possibly transporting drugs from Portland, Oregon to Kenosha. A hanging seatbelt gave troopers the grounds to stop the vehicle. And during a search, 114 pounds of marijuana in 76 packages were reportedly found in the trunk. Kenosha News has Padluck being an all-state volleyball player leading Tremper to the Division I state title back in 2008. She went on to compete at Missouri State and the University of Indianapolis. The Racine Transit and Parking Commission recommends the city negotiate a one-year contract extension as allowed for in the original five-year deal with First Transit to manage the Bell Urban System. That contract is coming to an end in February. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen took note of the hiring of the new transit parking system manager, Mike Meyerly, this year. Also, the federal transit review of the operations coming up next year as reasons, well, to maybe just go with an extension for now.
I believe right now that the Federal Transit Administration has scheduled a visit to come in and take a look at, you know, our books in August timeframe. I think it would not be, you know, for us to change horses with a management firm with the triennial review hanging out there with the Federal Transit Administration would not be advisable.
It's been a 3% cost hike each year with First Transit, Yellen indicating the negotiated extension could continue that or not. General Manager Willie McDonald told the commission that a new contract with the Teamsters had also been approved recently, but provided no details. If the Kenosha Airport Commission has its way, you will not see skydivers landing on the property, voting unanimously to recommend the FAA deny a company's request to establish a landing zone. Rich Willoughby noting that very few airports of the size of Kenosha will tolerate skydiving.
I don't think you could find any pilot that operates in this airport, including the ones that have private airplanes or small planes that would want to coexist with the a bunch of jumpers.
Because the FAA encourages federally funded airports to be open to all reasonable aeronautic-related uses, the burden is now on the city of Kenosha to convince the agency it would not be a good idea, claiming the airport gets heavy usage and skydivers could hold up both landings and takeoffs. The Mount Pleasant Plan Commission wants to sit down with village board members regarding private property parking of campers, trailers, and boats. The group previously submitting a recommended change to the existing ordinance, but trustees sending it back. During almost an hour of discussion on the topic, Development Director Logan Martin indicated that after reviewing it, the staff recommended just leave the ordinance unchanged, but with greater enforcement based on formal complaints.
In Kenosha, their rationale was that if it's over 25 feet, you could pay for storage at a storage facility. And so we have locations within the village, Chicory Road Storage, Mike's Trailers, Burlington RV. There's different facilities locally that do offer that storage at pretty affordable rates. So it really comes down to a resident's decision to purchase a large piece of equipment.
The controversy surrounds Jeff Logan's camper and trailer that a neighbor doesn't like parked outside Logan's home, but he says it's a problem everywhere in the village. Trustee Rick McCluskey said this really is an isolated situation that should not impact everybody else in the community.
In my years of police experience, we have often used crisis intervention, crisis settlement, crisis whatever. You know, where the two individuals, they don't sit down together, they come in and they talk about it to some person, and that person try to comes to a resolution. You know, because the problem in this situation is far deeper than his motorhome being parked in violation.
When the meeting that's been requested by the Plan Commission with the trustees might take place, that is unknown at this point. In Kenosha, a new class of liquor license raised a couple of questions at the City Council meeting this week. It's a Class A cider-only license added to the list of licenses for selling hard liquor, fermented malt beverages, and wine. City Attorney Ed Antaramian said he believed that the cider-only licenses were separated from the hard liquor classification.
I doubt this would have been characterized as the fermented malt beverage. This would have just been under the hard alcohol Class A type license.
The Kenosha Council unanimously approving three of those licenses at this week's meeting. And Wisconsin, one step closer to having new regulations regarding martial arts fighting. Representative Joel Clayfish has a plan to add new regulations to the so-called combat sports. The rules clarify some parts of the state's existing laws, but Clayfish says the plan is needed after a fighter died after a bout last year. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. You can get our newscasts in podcast form. Whenever you want, just look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.